The game's most innovative coach brought pro football to Cincinnati in 1968. 50 seasons later, Paul Brown's vision has produced remarkable men, moments,
we're not worthy,
and memories. Men that have included the greatest offensive linemen in history, a pair of MVP quarterbacks.
Win on three, one, two, three, win!
Legends known for their fury, and fan favorites known for their flair. Moments that have both chilled us and thrilled us.
Superman style.
Memories of transcendent talents.
Coffin nails.
Bam, bam, bam.
That have taken us to football's greatest stage. These are the Bengals at 50, with a memorable past and a promising future. And now, as we celebrate the Bengals' 50th season, let's meet the Bengals legends who are with us tonight at Paul Brown Stadium. A defensive end in 1992 and 1993, he made the team as an eighth-round draft pick out of Central State University near Dayton, Roosevelt Nix. A safety from 1975 to 1979, he played on four national championship teams at USC, two in football and two in baseball, Marvin Cobb. A linebacker in 1975, he went from being a walk-on at Miami University to spending three-plus seasons in the NFL, Brad Cousineau. A wide receiver in 1998. He had a 65-yard punt return touchdown in a win over the Lions. Damon Gibson. An offensive lineman from 1998 to 2003. He was the Bengals' starting right guard for four seasons. Mike Goff. A nose tackle from 1988 to 1991. He had five sacks as a rookie for the Bengals' 1988 Super Bowl team. David Grant. A tight end from 1980 to 1985. He scored the Bengals' first touchdown in the Freezer Bowl. M.L. Harris. A wide receiver from 2011 to 2013. He went to the playoffs in all three of his seasons in Cincinnati. Andrew Hawkins. A cornerback from 1998 to 2003. He shares the team record for longest touchdown with a 102-yard pick six against Houston. Artrell Hawkins. A cornerback from 1976 to 1979. He shares the team record for interception returns, four touchdowns in a single season, Scott Perry. An offensive lineman from 2008 to 2013 and a member of four Bengals playoff teams, Dennis Rowland. A linebacker from 1998 to 2003. He went from being a college free agent to a member of the starting lineup in his second season, Adrian Ross. A tight end from 2002 to 2006. He caught 50 passes for the Bengals and was a core special teams player, Tony Stewart. An offensive tackle in 1969 and 1970. This University of Dayton Hall of Famer was the starting right tackle on the Bengals' first playoff team, Mike Wilson. And now it's time to recognize the players chosen by you as members of the first 50, the list of the top 50 retired players in Bengals history. A cornerback from 1987 to 1992 and number 45 on the first 50. He went to the Pro Bowl in his second season when he had seven regular season interceptions and two more in the playoffs to help the Bengals advance to Super Bowl 23. Eric Thomas. A a punter from 1988 to 1998 and number 42 on the first 50. He was a member of the 1988 Super Bowl team and holds the franchise record for consecutive games played, Lee Johnson. A safety from 1987 to 1990 and number 40 on the first 50. He was part of the SWAT team secondary in the 88 Super Bowl season, Solomon Wilcox. A running back from 1988 to 1991 and number 24 on the first 50. He burst on the scene as a rookie by rushing for 1,066 yards and setting a team record with 15 rushing touchdowns. He celebrated those touchdowns with a shuffle, Icky Woods. A tight end from 1982 to 1992 and number 23 on the first 50. He was a three-time Pro Bowler and holds the franchise record for most receptions by a tight end, Rodney Holman. A quarterback between 1984 and 1997 and number 8 on the first 50. He was the MVP when he led the Bengals to the 1988 Super Bowl and ranked second in franchise history in passing yards and touchdown passes, Boomer Esiason. A kicker from 1980 to 1992 and number 5 on the first 50. He is the leading scorer in franchise history, the kicker on both Super Bowl teams, and he never missed an overtime field goal attempt, Jim Breach. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear one more roar in the jungle for our Bengals legends.